The following programming is sponsored by Don Beischel. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Hello, friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Good evening, good evening, good evening, friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDBAM 860 on your dial or WWDBAM.com for internet listening, or you can download the WWDBAM app on your Android or your iPhone. We want to thank you for joining us for this episode of A Dose of Hope. It is our prayer that during our time together, you will feel inspired, motivated, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. Well, it is me. It's your girl. It's your sister. It's your friend. I am Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And beside me is my life partner, my love, my best friend. He's my guy, my awesome co-host, and my husband, Tyrone, who's going to bring you greetings at this time.
Yes, thank you for that wonderful introduction. And I'm so glad to be here, as always, for A Dose of Hope.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for those greetings. And we want to acknowledge today is a special day for somebody. It's a birthday celebration going on. And it's none other than the one and only Mr. Tyrone Young.
Woo-hoo. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Now, let me stop. Oh. I don't say too much because I don't want to ruin your day.
But no, never that.
Husband, a very wonderful and happy birthday. Thank God for an opportunity to celebrate life and another year, as they say, around the sun or what have
you. Yeah, around the sun.
Thank you. Yeah, you are welcome. So we already started the celebration early. You know I like to celebrate. We started, and my baby got it on us because she was trying to figure out what to do over the weekend. So we ended up starting last night.
And right.
How long do you get? What do I normally say celebration time?
At least a month.
All right. Yeah. See, those 27 years of marriage have paid off. Yes. At least a month to celebrate and enjoy yourself. And so we definitely have a little fun trivia today. But this one is for you. It's your birthday. So the question is for you today, husband, on your birthday.
Yes. Yes.
If money and time were no object, what would you do to celebrate your birthday?
Okay. I like that question. Okay. So I'm going to say I'm not going off my own personal experience about this place, but a very good friend of ours, the Whetstones, have been to this place a few times. So they said it's beautiful. So I'm going to say I would like to be on the beach in Hawaii, sitting back, relaxing with my beautiful wife, just having a good time and just soaking in the sun, soaking in the sights and that beautiful water that I heard so much about. That would be where I would want to be right now.
All right. Thank you for that. I love everything about that answer. I do. The only problem I have with that is the 14 or however many hours flight. See, that's where you lose me. But I don't know if that was a hint. But, you know, that's not out of the question. Now, I thought you were going to say Aruba because I know they're going to the Whetstones. They're going to Aruba this year. And when they were telling me us about it, I was like, right. Oh, that sounds amazing. My bestie, we talked about going for years and she I was hemming and hawing because I do not like to fly. I'm just going to be honest. And she went without me. She was like, look, I can't wait for you, girlfriend. Maybe next time. So, but yeah, that sounds good, husband. And we got a vacation coming up. So who knows? Who knows what's coming down the pike? But
amen.
God for this day of celebration for you. And I hope that this is going to be the best birthday yet for you.
Amen.
And time of celebration. And so today for our show, we are doing part two of our conversation that we started last week with Mrs. Joy Reitzel, who is the owner and founder of Joy to Your Health, a business that deals in health and wellness, doing it God's way, according to God's word, doing it the natural way. And that she's been in existence. That business started in 2017. So she's no novice. She's been doing this a little time and has done the research and done the work that is necessary to bring us not only quality products, but great information. She talked about the YouTube series that she's going to start and things like that. This is important. This is important. We want to take care of ourselves according to the way God says. And so we're going to do part two of that conversation. And we are going to hear more from Joy. And she's also going to give you information about how to get in contact with her and consultations. She does free consultations. And so that's always good to know. And so husband is going to pick our songs for today. And so after this next selection, the very next thing you will hear is the interview with Mrs. Joy Reitzel. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Of those
you had a question about, what was your question?
Yeah, Joy, so one of the things that, and I'm in the food industry myself, and it's always like I always see, you know, organic products, you know, especially in the marketplace. Is there a real big advantage to organic as opposed to, I guess, unorganic products?
Yes, there's a huge advantage. Organic foods are extremely much more healthier and safer because they are free from the pesticides and genetically modified synthetic substances that they spray on it and put on it, the other harmful chemicals that in turn cause cancer and other diseases. So it's extremely more beneficial because it's closer to what God intended it right from the earth, free of those things that contaminate the body. And what we should always consume is, of course, natural foods, and we should eat to live, not live to eat, is a model that I stand by. Eat to live, not live to eat, because you want to eat live, whole foods, not foods that are made in a lab or altered foods that aren't even real food. They don't want to tell you about. God has designed it for us to eat natural, healing foods right from the earth, the way he intended it to be. And that's organic is the closest as possible that we can get to natural. So that is the best. That is the best way to go about eating healthy is organic. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Live foods.
That.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Now, Joy, do you? I'm just curious. Do you do workshops or any webinars or anything like that to share this information with your audience?
Well, I am currently in the process of launching my YouTube page called Table of God. It hasn't been launched yet, started yet, but it's coming up very soon.
Awesome.
So until that comes forth, I do posting every once in a while. I do posts, sometimes live video posts I send out and some, posts I'd send, message to get the content out there to the people. Those two things I am doing now, but eventually I will be having the Table of God that's being launched very, very soon. I'm excited about that. And I love the name, the Table of God, from the ground to the table, right into, to your hand. So all natural. So I'm excited about that.
We're excited for you.
Now, thank you.
Table of God, tell us, what is that, like a cooking demonstrations or what's going to be entailed?
Just give Yes. So when that starts and when I have those live shows, I will be expounding on the various foods. I'll go into more in depth about the various foods you should take into your body, the herbal teas, the mixtures, the smoothies, the drinks, things like that, that people want to really know about the how to and what is it that I need and what can help my body. I'll be able to go into more in depth about those things when I have that show. And also, yes, I will have some live demonstrations with making the drinks or the whatever the concoction that I come up that God helps me with. I'm going to actually show that live. So yes.
Okay. All right. Get my blender ready.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. 100%. Husband, I do a lot of teas.
Yes, you do.
Different teas. What do I have in there? I have soursop, ginger, things. Because I've been trying to keep up with it, and I just enjoy the flavored tea. I like a good cup of tea here and there. But I'm always open and willing to learn more. To take good care of myself. I appreciate so much what you are doing and what's coming, down the road, if you will. You already talked about, you do some, some live teachings or whatever. And is that on social media or where can we find
it? It's on social media on the Joy to Your Health Life page, Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, Joy to Your Health on my life page on Facebook. You can see those periodically every week. There'll be some sort of posting or video sharing the content, the message I'm trying to get across on that particular subject. And right now it's been weight loss, different things like that. So I'll just be speaking more about that, expounding on other new things as well in the future.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That is good. I think I'm following you on that, if I'm correct. But I'll be sure to tune in more and catch you there as well. Now, one of the questions we had, it was talking about a holistic approach. We know that we are made up you know, a trichotomy, if you will. We got mind, we got body, we got soul. And so we're dealing, it seems like you're dealing a lot with the body and wellness. Would you say that you have a holistic approach to health and wellness?
Yes, I absolutely do have a holistic approach, because not only is your body being restored and healed and made whole through the foods that God's given us to eat, your mind, soul, and spirit, even your emotions, all of that comes into play. Even your how you associate with other people, all of that comes into play and correlates with one another. It benefits. One benefits the other. When you have excellent health and nutrition, you're able to have a clearer mind. You're able to think clearer, hear the Lord speak to you clearer. And it affects your mood. It positively affects your mood when you're eating healthy, and it just has so many benefits all intertwined together. So absolutely, yes, it all goes together. It's so important for every part of our bodies, be it mind, soul, and spirit, emotions, is healthy.
And that's what makes up the whole person. I love that, because right now, you know, we know the day and age we're living in. We don't have to look at the news. We don't have to turn on the CNN. We can read the word of God. We know what's happening in the last days. But many people, because they don't have the hope, they don't know the Lord. Right. They're dealing with a lot of stress.
Right.
Yes.
And stress, you know, can actually have come out in your body in physical ways, causing sickness and things of that nature.
Absolutely.
And trauma. People can be carrying around things that may have happened to them when, you know, in childhood. And now they're in their 40s, 50s, and it's even 60s. And these things are still affecting them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that holistic approach is so necessary. Like you said, talking about those emotions. It's just tough.
COVID-19.
Yes.
COVID, oh my goodness. Yeah, that's right. That was a worldwide pandemic, but it was also worldwide trauma. We all had that experience, and just trying to figure out how to navigate, now in this time. And with those of us who know the Lord, we know where our hope lies.
Amen.
Absolutely.
It is important for us to get that gospel message out to as many as we can while we have time.
So
I love that you are have the holistic approach. You already talked about how you're advertising, you're doing the social media, which is a great, great avenue, great tool. And you'll be on YouTube soon. So we'll be looking for you there.
Can't wait.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, you touched on this, but I want to make sure that we can get our listening audience connected to you. So how can people contact you? Do you want them to catch you on Joy to Your Health on Facebook, or tell us about that so that our audience can reach out if they so choose?
Absolutely. So you can contact me on my like page, Joy to Your Health, of course, on Facebook. And also our office number is 843-397-0494. And email is tableofgod@yahoo.com. tableofgod@yahoo.com.
tableofgod@yahoo.com. Is that case sensitive or...
No.
Okay. At yahoo.com.
Yes.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Joy, is there anything else you'd like to share? Because we definitely, you know, this is not nearly enough time to really touch this. We just scratched the surface this time.
Yeah.
We want to have you come back again and talk to our listening audience. For now, anything else you want to share with our audience?
Well, just to share that, just to keep in mind that food should be viewed as medicine. Food is medicine. Your health is your wealth. When you have excellent health and nutrition, you're benefiting your own body. You are actually your own doctor, because you're making the choices of what goes in your body and what comes out of your body. So you want what you take in, what you do not take in, rather. So it's very important to keep that in mind. That your health is your wealth. That's very, very important. And that my passion and desire is to always bring joy to everyone's health as best as I can. Bring joy to your health. And for others to take part in that, you know, changing their lifestyles and making sure that they also take charge of their own lives, their own bodies, and govern, you know, govern our bodies and honor our bodies as God wants us to from His word, and to take in those whole nutritious foods that will bring life, energy, and strength to our bodies. And it's available. It is available. available. We just have to choose to make that choice. And we can do this. We can do this. I just want to encourage the people.
I believe it.
That was excellent. I love that. Your health is your wealth. I think we're going to title this show.
Yes.
We're going to title Your Health is Your Wealth, Part 1. So that you got to come back, Joy, and visit with us and share with our audience. This has been outstanding. I'm looking forward to the Table of God series on YouTube.
Yes.
Waiting and anticipating because I'm always open and willing to learn. We actually have, and I think I shared this with you, Joy, when we when we saw you not too long ago, we have a wellness program also.
We've
been doing it for it's not even a year yet, maybe about over 6 months. We've been doing it. We meet on Saturdays. We have a group who's committed to making changes that are necessary. Like you said, those lifestyle changes, so that we can be well according to God's will for our lives. We meet on Saturdays. We also do other events. We've been having a good time.
Support.
That's what makes that support, that accountability. And so we appreciate you so much. We're praying for you.
Thank you.
We're so excited about your next future.
Absolutely.
Keep up the outstanding work, everything you do, Joy.
Thank you.
And we definitely will get a date for you to come back on and share more with our audience. So thank you again for joining us. And we'll see you next time.
Yes.
Thank you.
Soon.
All right. All right. God bless you.
Bless you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, friends, that's our show for today. And we thank you so much for joining us as always. Thank you to our faithful supporters. You know who you are. We appreciate you tuning in to our show week after week. We especially want to thank Mrs. Joy Reitzel again from Joy to Your Health. We definitely are going to invite her to come back again because we want to continue the conversation. And last but not least, we want to say happy birthday, Tyrone. We wish you, I wish you a wonderful and blessed time of celebration and many, many, many more. We never want to leave without offering an invitation to accept Jesus as Savior and Lord. So we're going to go through our ABCs and walk you through the process.
A, admit what you have done wrong and ask forgiveness. B, believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again as payment for your sins. And C, confess and choose to allow God to be in charge of your life.
Yes, yes, it's just that simple. And then pray and invite Jesus into your life as Savior and Lord. And if you do that, guess what? You are saved. Hallelujah. Yes, beloved. It's just as simple as that. And I encourage you, we encourage you from here to get connected with a Bible believing, Bible teaching church so you can grow in community with other believers. Well, that's all for now. Thank you so much for joining us. But I have to give a special, special shout out on this special day. Not only is it my husband's birthday, but today, one of the members of our church, Mr. Mackay, and I'll just give his initials, his last name, initials, B-Y, is graduating from eighth grade today. And we are so proud of Mackay.
Yes.
We want to say congratulations to
congratulations.
You.
Congratulations.
We are so excited about what God has for your next season. And we're going to see you later on to celebrate with you. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. All right. Well, thank you again. And as always, our prayer for you and your family is the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Beloved, be blessed.
Be safe.
Be well.
And be well.
Take care, everybody.
Goodbye.
The power of love is calling for a revolution. Yeah, can you feel it? If you look around, the whole world's coming together now. Hey. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Feel it in the air. The wind is taking it everywhere. Yeah. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Michael.
All the colors of the world should need love in each other wholeheartedly. But the stars do shine.
Yes, they do.
And promising salvation is near this path. Can you feel it now?
Feel it now.
So brothers and sisters, show we know how.
It feels good to me.
What about you?
Can you feel it now?